Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
I'm Joey.
Oh, you nailed it. I was going to spring it on you.
She's quick.
And then I was going to look, and we were going to laugh
at her.
Hey,
she's quick. Can't pull one over on me. I've had more than one cup of coffee today.
This has been, you've been around us for way too long.
I know.
You're way too distrusting now, and I don't appreciate that,
because I knew if I hesitated, you were going to come at me with something else.
Oh, I was going
to. And I wasn't prepared to have that happen today.
Here's Everybody what give it up for Joey.
Joey was on it. Here's what went through my brain. I'm like, oh, this will be fun. I'm going to say I'm Nick, and he's going to say I'm Andy, and then we're both going to look at you, and it's going to be so awkward. And then you freaking nailed it. You stole my thunder. Y'all watching KFAF, the greatest show on the internet, comes to you here on YouTube.com/kindoffunny every Wednesday. Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you're watching this. If you just clicked over because we used some sort of trolling headline and or thumbnail, hey, welcome to the show.
Gotcha, bitch.
Today, Andy, you have something fun planned for us. Why don't you, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, okay, so everybody's been all over the internet with these damn Instagram filters.
Okay.
And you hold them and it says like, what golden girl am I? And it'll land on the golden girl.
Golden girls?
No, we don't have
that.
Oh,
man.
But I saw another video sort of going around on the internet.
Oh, I just thought maybe we could. Oh. I love golden girls.
Sorry.
I love golden girls.
Sorry to disappoint you.
That's okay. You're
but
doing great.
I saw a couple other videos going around the internet on Twitter, more notably. There's a Twitch streamer named Charlie Manders, and she was using these filters just to do an impression of whatever the thing landed on. So if she was doing what Pokemon are you, it would land on Pikachu, and she would go, Pikachu!
Okay.
Or if she didn't know it, she just guessed.
Okay.
And I thought, what a perfect competition,
this
because
so
you
fun.
And I are so good at doing impressions.
We're so, I would say, great at doing impressions.
We lose ourselves in the roles.
Well, sometimes when you talk, I go, I thought Alan Rickman was dead. Where did he come from?
Well, Nick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Are we doing Harry Potter?
It's one of the categories. So
we have
a bunch of different categories, and Joey will be judging the impersonations.
Do we want to tell them? Should we
flip the board around?
Yeah, let's flip
Joey.
The board around.
Let's
take a look at the categories. Now this is the point, Kevin, I want you to, and everyone else in the room, that I want everyone to realize that Nick does not think ahead, right?
Right.
Starting the show off by making fun of Joey and then realizing that she's going to be the judge,
yeah.
Not the smartest thing that I've ever done in my life.
Well, you never know, Nick, because I did get absolutely fucked over when we did the draw Pokemon from memory competition.
I don't know if that's true.
Drew everything perfectly.
All subjective.
Perfectly?
And you somehow won, and I don't really know how.
I drew the Predator, and everyone knows the Predator trumps all.
You're right about that.
Exactly, Kevin.
So we have all these different categories.
What are the categories? Let's read these off.
Star Wars is the first category.
I'm going to nail that.
Second category is, what Marvel character are you?
Clearly,
third,
Iron Man.
Smash Bro. So that's kind of in your wheelhouse. I think Marvel, Star Wars, and Smash Bro will be, those are your opportunities to take a lead.
Okay,
because you're most familiar with those franchises.
Now this is where we're starting to get a little bit more out. Was that Nicktoons?
Yeah, Nicktoons.
That's
yeah.
going to be hard, but I have been friends with Tim Geddes for 45 years, so I feel like some of that rubbed off of me.
So if it landed on Tommy Pickles, what would you like?
Tommy Pickles. I'm Tommy
exactly.
Pickles.
Exactly. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Hey, everyone, I'm Doug.
That's how we sound.
I got big feet.
He's got big shoulders.
Stupid feet.
The third to last one, we have, what video game character on you? That filter was made by IGN.
Yo, shit.
And I think you might do well there too, because there's going to be a lot
possible.
You don't know, but if you get lucky, you'll land on
a Nathan Drake.
Doom guy or Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Second to last, we have, what Harry Potter character are you?
I mean, I'm going to nail that.
Yeah.
Because this is British.
Yeah, of course.
Everything's just
and
British.
The final one is Pokemon. And what I sort of envisioned, me and Joey were sort of working through how this should go. I think we do one from each category.
Okay.
But maybe when we get to Pokemon, maybe we do a couple extra.
We can see how. Let's see how.
What did the dog not make it on there?
The dog we might save for last, Kevin.
Yeah, there's a dog. I want that one. All right, who gets to go first? Let's toss a coin.
Toss a coin.
We're going to toss a coin.
Do you actually keep coins in your pocket?
I have so many coins in my pocket.
Toss a coin!
Because you know why? Because I like having a quarter just in case the meter's not working with the card thing. I put the quarter and I go in. I've gotten so many tickets because I didn't have a quarter. Okay.
Ready?
Wait, what are you going to call?
Super Bowl, I'll go with tails, never fails.
Tails? Okay, that means I have to do heads.
Tails never fails.
Okay. Tails.
Tails never fails.
Tails never
so
fails.
So I defer, you go first.
You defer?
Yeah.
You're going to kick off, I'm going to receive?
Okay, you know what? I'll receive.
I'm going to kick off, you're going to receive?
Yeah, you're going to kick off, I'll receive.
Okay, okay.
All right, so bring this up, Kev. Let's bring this up.
Okay.
All right, there we go. So Star Wars is the first category, all right? So let's do this.
Look at the X-Wings flying over your head.
Hey, look at that. Peek in, Joey. It's pretty cool. So what you're going to need to do, Nick, obviously just read the directions. Press and hold record to launch.
Okay.
I think we have no volume, right, Kev?
Yeah.
All right,
Normally it plays really cool music.
All right, so let's do this. Let's do this.
I think I can get volume.
No, I'd prefer not, because it'll probably be a bunch of licensed stuff, and it might be too loud.
For sure with Star Wars.
Here we go. Let's kick this off, baby. Let's see.
What do you got? What's it going to be? 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 Kylo Ren.
Hold on.
Is it going to make you into Kylo Ren?
No. I have to impersonate him. Hold on. What was... I'd like to see you try. Kylo Ren? No?
Not one of the most memorable lines.
I don't even know if that's
Kylo
one of his
Ren.
Lines.
I don't think that was one of his lines. No.
I think it was. Oh no!
I'm sure you are.
When he's talking to Luke.
Oh no! I remember.
Get the girl. And get the
ready.
Get the holocron.
What girl?
Wow!
All right. Fuck! Can I have a point?
No.
Hold on. Can I do Kylo Ren?
Okay. Wow, he did it.
Holy shit.
Fuck.
Man, I have to give Nick the point on that one.
Please stop.
No, don't do that. Oh, God damn it, dude.
Please stop.
I don't have a mic on.
Here, you want to talk into my mic?
I really don't like this.
Well, girl.
You got it.
Andy, look.
You got
Andy,
it.
Andy, look.
What's up?
Remember this?
I do remember
that. Can I have
that.
A close-up on Andy, please? Close up on
Andy. Why am I in the picture?
Because you didn't have a close up on me. It's on Joey.
Oh, got it.
Cool.
Well, you got the first point.
God, I crushed it.
That's crazy.
Wait, does that mean that he doesn't have to do one? I still think I want to see him do it, and then maybe Andy could try to steal.
You steal.
Then you can
I agree.
Wow. Well, then I apologize, everyone. I'm just going to put this right here. Okay, let me know if this sounds good. There you go. Okay.
Sounds great.
You did a great job there.
Thanks, man. I crushed it.
What girl?
Wow, I should have gone with
that. That was really good. That was like shockingly good.
What girl?
You have to do it like, here's how you have to channel Kylo Ren. Just assume it took you 4 hours to get into your cosplay. That's all you have to assume.
And it took you way too long. You say girl.
What girl?
Dude, this two angle thing of you while you're talking is really crazy.
And my Star Wars character is.
C-3PO.
Oh, yes. Darth Maul. Okay, ready?
At last we will reveal ourselves as the Jedi.
Fuck, I knew he was gonna go with that line.
At last we will have our
revenge. He only has one line! He has one line in the movie!
It's the only line.
Say God, what other line he has. He doesn't have a line.
I didn't think I'd go down this quickly.
Damn, Do you have a rebuttal?
Do you have a rebuttal? Say, if you can figure, I'll give you a point if you can remember another line he has in any of the movies. Get close. A rough approximation.
I really don't, honestly. I have no line. I have no rebuttal, honestly, for Darth Maul.
2 points for Nick.
That's two for Nick? Fuck!
Oh my god!
He stole yours.
Damn it. No, you don't need to take his... You don't need to do it again.
I really don't like looking at his nipples.
What girl? What girl?
I can't believe he won.
That's much better.
A shocking
opening.
How does Greg do it? He does the thing where he goes like this.
Oh, he puts it around his head and then flips it to itself.
There you go.
Please don't do that. I don't know the rules, but if people tip because you have your shirt off, I think we can get sued.
Yeah. Is it?
I mean, I don't know if he can get sued.
Andy, I'm just trying to scare him.
Sure,
he has too much confidence right
Kevin
now.
Kevin does know that my biggest fear is lawsuits.
He knows your biggest fear.
Needless. It's not even lawsuits. It's just needless amount of paperwork and emails.
All right. Well, I'm down. I'm down 1-0
down
or 2-0. I can't believe Nick took both of them. I didn't even know that was a rule. I guess
we didn't know that was possible either.
Yeah, anything's possible here.
I don't know.
It was just so good.
It was so good that I can't not give him the point for that.
Joey's making a lot of sense.
That's true. That's true.
The fair judge.
I'm sure you are. Damn it! I just nailed it there.
No, you.
If I nailed it the first time,
you sound like
you could have even done the little thing.
Oh, Joey.
I know.
That's really good. Okay, second one.
What Marvel character are you?
Which Marvel are you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. That's not grammatically correct.
Nope, which Marvel are you? That's not a thing.
Ready?
Yep. And you get... Deadpool.
Okay. Not an Avenger.
Well, here's the thing.
Doesn't he always say stuff like that?
No. Deadpool says like...
I can't tell if he's doing this as a joke or fucking with us.
Have you seen Deadpool?
Yeah.
It's Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is like...
Nick, to steal?
I mean, I'll take the steal. He'll be like, you stupid fart-knocking son of a bitch. That's a terrible Deadpool. That was bad.
But
Deadpool.
See, better than Andy's, though.
I always thought I could do Ryan Reynolds because Ryan Reynolds is like, chapter one.
That's
I'm
cool.
Here.
Cut back to that shot. That's awesome if that does that. The two shot.
Yeah. Oh, it like tracks?
Boom. Oh, it's gone now.
Well, like how it tracks?
Yeah, it tracks. I like how it tracks.
It's pretty cool tracking.
That's cool.
Huh? Hey, I'm going to eat some I'm gonna need some Okay, Ryan Reynolds or video game?
You know that's Cartman, right?
Chimichangas.
Yeah, that's Cartman.
That's Nolan. That's Nolan North's version.
Okay, but that's not the version we needed.
Fuck.
I mean, that was Deadpool from the movies.
You couldn't do it either.
No, I'm gonna give no one points for that.
That's a no point.
0 points for that. What's my Marvel character?
Is Nick the judge
also? Damn it! I thought I was.
No, but I agree because Nick's wasn't very good either.
Mine was terrible.
I hope you land on Black Panther so I could steal.
And chimichangas.
Oh!
I never freeze.
Oh!
That's pretty good.
My turn. My turn. Evacuate the city. Engage all defenses and get this man a shield.
Oh, fuck, that was really good. That I have to give
really
it to Andy.
I got one ready.
That wasn't in the
I got one ready. You wanted more? That wasn't even. I just like that line. That's a good line.
Did he say that?
No.
I think he said that.
I don't know.
I get a point for that one.
You got a point for that one?
He got the full quote. It
guys,
was impressive.
But like, his tone was totally off. He was like laughing a little bit. When Nick said it, he nailed the tone.
Kevin, cut back to this real quick.
I don't know if I agree. Cut back to this. I'm the judge.
Give me this. Ready? Just look at him. Just look at him. Don't look at me. I never freeze.
Let me try.
See, now he didn't nail the tone that time.
I never freeze.
Right, Andy got it.
Pretty
good.
Ready? And get this man a shield.
No.
All right, Andy gets the goddamn point.
Yes.
All right, you can have it.
I'm finally
you can have
on the board.
It. I don't care.
God damn it. Stupid. Deadpool's was so off. How was this?
How do we not know any lines from Deadpool?
He doesn't have any, like,
iconic lines. Memorable. Oh, no. I got. Can I do one for Deadpool?
Okay, well.
Ready? Hold on. Can I do this? Yeah. Can I get a chance to steal?
Sure.
Just pretend I'm Deadpool.
We're just
ready?
Creating the rules here.
Ready? Hi, Yukio.
Got you, man.
Hi, Yukio.
Fuck. Give me Black Panther,
no,
man.
No, you can't have
I can't
it.
Give you Black Panther.
I got Deadpool, though.
Fuck.
Okay.
Wow.
Hi, Wade. Hi, Yukio.
The peace sign, for whatever reason, on the iPad looked like your hand was smaller, and it made it look like your hand was regrowing.
The tiny hand?
That's fucking hilarious.
Okay. Fuck. All right. So what? It's 2-2?
It's 3-1.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you suck.
I did the math wrong. Okay, third round. Smash Bro. What's Smash Bro? Ready?
Let's go.
Oh, I just took a photo. Sorry.
Kevin, stay on him for this because I like a little thing floating above him while he does it.
Please land on. Oh, fuck. Who's this?
Oh, it's one of those characters from that one game.
An obligatory. Do we need to call in one Tim Geddes?
No.
Does Tim Geddes care about Fire Emblem?
Is that Fire Emblem?
Yeah, he loves Fire
Can
Emblem.
I get a retry? Fuck
no,
Fire Emblem.
No. Okay, if he gets a retry, he gets half a point.
But you can still steal it.
Oh, here we go. Wah-ha! Wahoo! It's-a me, Mario. I nailed that, dude.
That was just so
I fucking
generic.
Nailed that, dude.
That was so generic.
I nailed your ass.
I mean, look, I fucking look like him, for Christ's sake. I nailed it. Dude. I don't even have to fucking talk. I look like Mario.
I nailed it, bro. I say you just give me, like, you know, a temporary point for now.
A temporary
point. To see if Nick can possibly steal.
Man, I don't...
Steal Mario?
Just go ahead. Pick it. Go for a new one.
I don't think we're going to... Temporary points seem complicated.
You can give him one temporary point. I'll allow it.
Okay.
What? It's just a Charles Martin impersonation.
What the fuck?
See,
is that Sheik?
It's Sheik, yeah.
Ready?
So do you want a remake?
No, I love this. Ready? Sheik. Okay.
She's never,
That's her one line, guys.
Sheik. Sheik never talked, I don't think.
No, yeah, she calls herself Solid Cheek.
Ready? Here, I'll do something fun. This is a comic did this the other day. Oh, ready? Oh, I took a picture of myself. Oh, here's another one.
No, it's just gone.
Here, give me one more. I think I got it for sheet, though. Let me see what this is. What the fuck is that?
Another bullshit Fire Emblem.
No, this is stupid.
Right? Fire Emblem sucks. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Fire Emblem's stupid. Reroll. Ready? Reroll. Last one.
Here we go.
Cloud. I'll take him. Ready? Oh, I'm Cloud! Oh, I'm Big Sword!
Why does everybody sound like... Kind of like a mix of...
Oh, and I lost that round,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, you lost, yeah.
Shut up.
I'm now awarding Andy a real point instead of his squiggly temporary point.
Thank you, Joey. I feel like a lot of your voices just kind of sound like, I'm Nick Fury.
I'm Nick Fury.
What's the next category, Joey?
The next category is Nicktoons.
Oh, great.
I'm gonna nail this.
So this is... No, there's SpongeBob. Okay, here's Nicktoons.
Okay. Did you put his one? So he got one for
science. There's so many wild cards. That's the thing I'm worried about. There are so many ones that I've just never seen.
Yeah.
All right.
Like Sheik?
Like the whatever fucking blonde one I let. Was that Robin?
What does Sheik sound like?
I'm Robin. All right, let's see what this one is.
Oh, man.
Oh, an angry beaver.
Ah, my finger slipped.
Oh, anyway, bullshit.
My finger slipped. I didn't
see
it. Nobody saw it. Nobody saw it.
It's one of the angry. Okay.
It literally
definitely
replaced.
Not an angry
what?
Beaver.
I guess we'll go again.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm Patrick. Hey, I'm Patrick. Hey, SpongeBob. Hey, SpongeBob.
That's terrible.
Wow, no, the last one was good.
No. Hey, SpongeBob.
No, I'm going to say
are you kidding me?
No, no point.
Hey, SpongeBob.
No point awarded.
What the fuck? That's how it sounds.
I'll do it. Ready? I'm going
to
do it.
I'm going to default to our SpongeBob expert, Barrett Courtney.
That's a big no for
me. Hey, SpongeBob.
Can I get a chance to steal?
Yes.
Ready? Hey, SpongeBob.
Nah.
Damn it. Okay.
You thought they were going to give it to you.
I was like,
son of a bitch.
Pure repetition. All right, here's mine.
God,
what Nicktoons character are you?
Hey, SpongeBob.
Oh, I eat so much. Look at my big cheeks. Why are my ears on my cheeks?
What's his name?
What kind of stupid character design is this?
What's his
Look
name?
Look, I wear a hat backward. Kevin wears a hat backward sometimes, too.
What's his name?
Is it Kevin?
No.
I have no idea.
I think it's Harold, right?
Yeah, Harold's right.
Oh, my finger slipped. Oh,
dang,
I get one more.
Dang.
What is he from?
Hell, Harderland.
Oh, stupid show. Hey, SpongeBob. Hey, SpongeBob. Oh, I got a thumb for a head. I got a thumb for a head. All right, no points on that one.
I think I get the SpongeBob,
You get
man.
Shit. No. None of us got points on
nobody
that.
Nobody gets points.
That's a zero. Put big old fat. Put zeros
That's
here.
That's not what he sounds
and zeros
like.
Zeros here.
What does he sound like then?
Not that.
Hey, SpongeBob.
That's not what he sounds like.
Okay. Next one. Next category. All right,
This is the most fun I've had all Wednesday.
Thank you.
This is a great
Next one is video games.
Oh, the IGN one. What video game character? Just the generic video game, right?
Yeah.
Overall encompassing video game character. All right, this is what I was born for, guys.
Tetrino.
Feel it. No, feel it. Take your time. Now do it.
This is my for my voice acting reel right here.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what do you... Why is
of course, it? IGN's doesn't work right.
No, you have to tap it.
What's it going
to
play an ad first and then break?
You have to tap the screen first. Hold on.
Fucking IGN.
Oh,
good, you got to do it, bro. This is your category. You just said all that stuff. What's he sound like? What's that, Ezio?
The El Italiano. Is that him?
Oh, that's, my God.
I don't know if that's Ezio or not.
Have you played the Assassin's Creed 1 through 3?
I mean, overrated games, honestly.
Or 2 through...
Yeah, let me,
sounds
let me
like a big fat no.
For a chance to steal, ready?
Where was he from?
Well, I'm gonna do Andy's voice when it comes up. Ready? 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 Just keep it on there. Oh, mi scusi! Mi scusi! Ci vediamo domani!
Wow, that's
really
good.
Sounds like one of the side characters.
Yeah, that does, yeah.
At least you got the game feel right, right?
Can I get a point for that?
No, because you have to go.
No, I stole that from you. I got a point for that.
We'll have one of those, what is it, temporary points?
I didn't even know stealing was a possibility.
Give me a temporary point.
Hey, SpongeBob. Okay.
It's perfect.
No, it's not.
It's fucking perfect.
Hey, SpongeBob.
Tap the screen. Hold on, there you go. That's a weird mechanic. Tap it. I don't like that.
Okay, ready?
Don't like that one bit.
Here it is, ready?
I'm Aloy.
Ready? ready? Oh, no, it's not ready. Standing tall on the wings of my dream. Oh shit, a fucking dinosaur!
It looks good, it looks pretty good.
Oh, it's a big dinosaur!
Did you even play the game?
No, we didn't play that game.
I
yes,
feel
they did! It's a good game.
I feel like I might have both of you re-roll these.
Alright, re-roll. Re-roll.
Please land on Nathan Drake. Please land on Nathan Drake.
Tap the screen.
Or Isabelle.
Please land on That'd Nathan be cool. Drake. Or Sonic. Give me Sonic.
If someone gets Isabelle, I'm just gonna automatically give them a point.
Oh man.
I'm just gonna do Nolan North's impersonation.
There's a treasure around here somewhere.
I can't tell if you're trying.
That's not good.
That definitely seemed more like Metal what? Gear.
Yeah, that was
Metal Gear. Yeah, that was Metal Gear.
That was
Sully. There's a treasure around here somewhere.
That was perfect
for Sully. Metal Gear. Sully. What? Sully Snake.
Close. It's pretty close.
I don't know, man. Because like Nathan Drake's supposed to be suave, right? And that was nerdy. Okay.
No. There's my Nathan Drake impersonation.
I think that was Iron Man.
He's saying no when he's running around from.
I think you were doing Iron Man.
Ready?
Oh fucking hell!
Woohoo! Ci vediamo domani. Hey, scusi, mi scusi.
It's just your assassin's
creed. I mangio tutti pizza.
I say we give it to him.
God. I think that's a pretty dang good
look. Fucking bullshit. This game sucks.
Okay, Mr. Solid Snake. Nathan Drake over there.
You don't even do Solid Snake. You do the guy that calls him, right? Who's the guy that calls him?
Colonel Campbell.
No, what's the Otacon? You were like Otacon.
Otacon.
No, Otacon.
I guess that's
just
still
like,
Snake saying
Otacon. Snake,
Otacon.
This is like one of my Japanese
Snake.
Animes.
I don't know what to do. All right, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Oh, fuck.
So it's right now. Oh, no, sorry, I gave the wrong point.
Where's Harry Potter at?
Come on, Joey.
Oh, this is like a. Is this a, what house you're from? Oh, okay, this, okay, cool. I just wanted to verify this is the.
Okay.
What Harry Potter character are you?
Okay, what do you think you're gonna get? If you get Snape off the bat, you get an extra point. I want you to know.
Ooh.
They're all.
Oh! All right, give it to me.
Well, Mr. Potter.
Oh, God, you're so bad
it's
at it, though.
So
well, Mr. Potter.
Expelliarmus!
Shoot the glass.
I think I nailed it.
Andy gets 2 points for that one, for getting
Andy,
the movie right.
Yeah.
Or the series
thank
right.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you
and
so much.
And for calling it in advance.
Thank you so much.
All right, fine. He can have the two
so
points.
So here's the thing, Nick. If you can predict what character you get, you can also
get
an extra
point.
Oh,
we're changing the rules. I like
Ginny
it.
Ginny Weasley.
Never do you even know how to do an impersonation of her?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, it's Hermione. Okay. Ready? Aloha, Mora. Aloha. It's expect. No. Damn it. It's Leviosa. Not Leviosa.
That's pretty good.
It's Leviosa.
But there's also a lot of Nick Fury in there, too.
Well, I mean, a lot of her portrayal of that character was based off of early Samuel L. Jackson.
A lot of influences there.
It's crazy. Yeah. She watched him specifically in Coming to America when he robs the McDonald's.
Really? Well,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
I think I'm going to give you a point for that one.
I get a point.
Come on.
You got 2 points.
I mean, sure, you're giving him a point for that, but you're not giving me a point
what?
For two SpongeBob.
Wait, ready?
That's not good.
It's Leviosa.
I can't wait for all the comments approved.
Not Leviosa. Kevin Cutback said, it's Leviosa. I should have been with Harry.
Oh,
I should have wound up with Harry.
He cements the point on that one.
bullshit!
Ron's
now
a fucking idiot.
You're just catering to
Joey. I don't think he knows that
Ron's
I feel
Ron's gonna need middle management at a fucking Safeway when he grows up.
God,
Harry's already
wrong
a celebrity.
With that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm
also,
just saying.
Also, he runs a joke shop. We know that for a fact.
Harry's a billionaire.
Harry's an FBI cop, essentially.
Fair point.
All right. Final one.
What's the score right now?
So right now it is 5-4 with Nick leading by 1 point.
As well it should be.
5-4?
Yeah.
Andy, are you posting these?
What's up, Kev?
Are you posting these?
No. Oh, I should have, right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good idea.
People can watch the show.
Yeah. I'd rather them watch the show.
But I mean,
they
like,
can
I
watch
feel
the
like
show.
It promotes the show.
And go back and watch last week.
People know the show. It's the greatest show on the internet. Yeah, no one ever should. Everyone
well, it doesn't look like Andy at all.
Which one?
The camera
bottom
view?
Screen.
That's because he looks psychotic from that angle.
Yeah. It's also the skin color is very different.
Look at him. Look at his nose. Yeah, okay, buddy. Okay, see, it's addictive.
Last one is Pokemon. Really
all right, Pokemon. This I feel like you got a distinctive
Boo,
lead in
to
this.
The dogs, you coward.
What are the dogs?
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna nail these. I can see all of them. Fuck, I don't know.
What the fuck is that?
Is this seal?
It is a seal.
Kiss from a rose.
Then used to be the son of it and the man. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain.
Pretty
good.
We both
get a point.
I think
that.
You do. All,
I think we both get a point.
I'm awarding 1 point to each
wow,
of you.
Wow, thank you.
One point to Ravenclaw Gryffindor.
I just want you to know it's not.
That was dugong. That's
what
I thought.
It's not a seal.
That's what I said.
That's a seal.
That
bro.
Is what I said.
No, I understand it.
That's a seal,
bro. That dude. call whatever you want in Japanese, but in America we call that fucker a seal.
That's a seal, dude. All right.
All right, ready?
Hold. Yeah, you have to tap. Yeah.
Okay, what am I gonna get? Oh, dude, this motherfucker. This motherfucker is, we call him the lifter, the weight lifter.
No,
because he's fucking, he's lifting spoons, bro. And he eats cereal. This is Captain Crunch. Mm-hmm. Ready? Captain Crunch, Crunch Berries. Om nom 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 nom. I like those Crunch Berries.
It's about three impersonations.
I have no idea. I don't know what the hell this thing is.
It's Alakazam, right? Or Kadabra?
That's
Alakazam?
Kadabra. That's the middle.
I say you re-roll.
Barrett, what? Okay, let me re-roll.
I say you
that's
re-roll.
Kadabra.
Oh, it is Kadabra? Yeah.
Alakazam has the floating spoons.
You're right, you're right. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, ready? Oh, this guy, okay. Aww. This is Bonesaur. Like, this is Bonesaur. And this is what he sounds like.
He does.
You like when you poke him in the belly, he goes,
That's true.
Yeah.
His name is Marowak. Marowak.
What do I get?
Is that not Cubone?
No. No. That's Marowak, right?
No, that's Cubone.
Wasn't he in the beginning of the Pokemon
that's
movie?
Marowak.
Yeah, that's Marowak.
Yeah. Cubone looks a lot cuter and smaller.
What? Does he sound like this? Oh, titty!
Yeah, that's it. Wow.
Oh, yeah, everyone's saying it's Marowak.
Man, that's
right.
A good point. I think Nick gets a point for that. I don't know, dude.
I mean,
I think he did pretty good.
Yeah, I'm definitely better than your last one.
I nailed the seal one, though. Pretty good.
We both nailed the seal one,
you
bro.
Both got points for seal.
Should we just call it a tie?
But that's
is
not
it a tie?
That's not
I don't think it's a tie, but
I mean, you can look at the numbers.
Fuck.
Is it, did I win?
Look at the Nicktoons one. God,
actually,
I nailed the SpongeBob one. Y'all are
it's
crazy,
six,
bro.
It is a tie.
Oh, yeah, it is, because I'm giving...
Do the dog one! Do the dog one!
Dog one for a tiebreaker?
6-5. I have one more point to award.
Should we do the dog one? Because I also want to do the how old are you one.
No,
let's do the how old are you. Kev, we got to do the how old are you one.
Do the dog one.
Here we go.
Ready? How old do you think you are?
I want to see you guys try to be different types of dogs.
Here we go.
How old do I look?
It's hard to see the number.
Because he's sad.
So blown out. 30, whoa!
30.
Oh. Pretty accurate.
That's not bad at
all. I turned 32 in like 3 weeks or 2 weeks.
Okay.
Pretty close.
That's pretty good.
I want to see.
This isn't even a challenge. This is just fun. Let's see.
Oh, I saw 60 flash for a second.
Oh, bullshit.
I mean, look at
20 bullshit.
Listen, the fucking app doesn't lie. All you motherfuckers out there calling me an old fogey, look at this. Who's older now? Who's laughing now?
That's such bullshit.
This is my house. My house. Our time.
What 20-year-old looks like that?
This is our time. A sexy 20-year-old who looks like a 40-year-old.
And you know what? Like, posting this without any explanation to the stories is great.
That's a good point. I'm going to do that right now, Kev.
There you go.
That's
post
a great
that
point.
Shit.
God damn it.
That was
it.
Fun.
That's it.
So who's the who ended up winning that? Was that me?
I think you ended up winning.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first ever Instagram fun filter champion, Nick Scarpino. I'll take your applause now. I'll take your applause now. Is he Nick Scarpino or is he Kylo Ren?
It still looks like him. Wow, you do win. You know what? You do win.
Just a little bit of this, right? Just a little
you
bit.
Do win.
Like a little.
Those are different scenes, though. Oh, yeah, I see
he's
it.
He's a little sweaty.
Oh, God. Oh, your chest hair is so wet.
I'm going to just change the shot to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, please do, Kevin. Please do. Ta-da. That's a good score right there.
Can we do the dog one?
Maybe you should put your shirt back on before we get into the ads.
Oh, that's probably smart.
Maybe the dog one?
Maybe do the
let's
dog
do the dog one,
one
before
oh,
that,
do the dog
I
one?
Feel like the ads don't want
that's a good point. That's a good point.
This is just half nudity, though.
Here we go. Let's get the screen up, Kev.
One more time, Kev.
Yeah, give me 2 seconds.
Oh,
all Gooch in the booch.
Damn it, I landed on Corgi also. Let's do it again.
Why would you not do Corgi? Corgi's great.
Well, because the screen didn't pop up.
Oh, I see. Fucking Chihuahua.
All right, but yet I imitate it.
You get a taco, man.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right. Your turn, too.
Okay, wait, how do I get back to it? How do I use this? Okay.
Let's scroll over to the dog.
The dog? Okay, there we go. I got you. What's that, a fucking donut? Or a Simpsons?
That's Simpsons, yeah. You just want to see what donut. I think it just got it.
Oh,
he's so cute.
I'm a lab. Did you just punch me in the face? I don't care. I love you anyway.
Where did the story
labs
go?
Labs love everyone.
What story are you painting
labs
right
are just
here?
Dumb and fun.
No,
and stupid
labs are
and dumb
great,
and fun.
Dude.
I
labs
love him. Look
great.
At that big tongue. He's so dirty. He smells a little dirty, but I don't care. I'm your best friend. Andy,
labs.
I want to be on top of your lap. It's going to be okay. I
Let's
think I'm a
careful.
Laptop.
Remember, we're going to do ads. So.
Yeah, we're going to read the ads too.
I want another dog.
Okay.
Nope.
That's not a dog.
It's not a dog.
No, these are unlike any dogs I've ever seen.
Oh, man. No, I don't want that one. I don't remember how itchy and scratchy go. I haven't watched Simpsons in forever.
I'm itchy.
Let's see.
I'm itchy.
Well, I'll try.
That's just my job. That's just your Fran impression.
Fran is Chief Wiggum. Can you?
Well, it is my job. I'll try.
Wow.
Liam.
You're so right. You're so right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for this show. Joey, thank you. Round of applause
thank
for Joey.
Thank you, Joey.
Thanks for scoring me to win. You get a raise. Everyone gets a raise. We're going to be right back with Warboat and the Photoshop Challenge. But before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about some of our sponsors. Our first sponsor is Honey. Online shopping is supposed to be easy, so why is it so hard to find coupons that actually work? Thanks to Honey, it doesn't have to be. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally feel as easy as it's supposed to be. Kevin, you've used Honey before, right?
Honestly, I love it. I use it for everything. I just bought some stuff off Pottery Barn, and it gave me an additional, like, 20% off. It's an extension you add to your Chrome, and it just runs. It comes back, and it's like, hey, here's 15 little codes that could work. Do you want to try them? And it's so much fun.
Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites like Target or Best Buy or Sephora or Macy's or eBay or Etsy or Walmart, etc. When you check out, this little box drops just like Kevin's talking about down, and all you have to do is click the apply coupons. Wait a few seconds for it to scan for every promo code on the internet, and then boom, watch the price drop. Honey has found it's over 18 million members, over $2 billion in savings. That's a lot of money. Did you know Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, and they're adding even more every day? Users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on Google Chrome Store. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and installed in just 2 clicks. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/morning. That's joinhoney.com/morning. Boom, boom. Next up, of course, we got Robinhood. 2020 is the perfect time to start thinking about 2040. With Robinhood, you can invest in the markets and earn interest with a competitive APY on uninvested cash. They make it easy to get started and learn as you grow with an intuitive app experience and no commission fees on trades. And stock prices don't have to hold you back. You can buy a piece of a company you love for as low as $1 and build your portfolio a little at a time. Buy one share, buy half a share, 3 1/4 shares. It's up to you, your budget, and your goals. Your first stock is on the house when you set up your account. Go to morning.robinhood.com to learn more and claim your free stock. That's morning.robinhood.com to claim your free stock. Of course, annual percentage yield APY on uninvested cash is paid by program banks and is variable. Robinhood Financial is not a bank. The free stock offer is subject to terms and conditions. All investments involve risk. Other fees may apply. Visit rbnhd.co/fees. All right, lastly, sorry. Couple pages here. We have Raid Shadow Legends. Raid Shadow Legends. Raid is a mobile RPG done right. Not every RPG game must be cartoony or cutesy. Enough with candy and rainbows and unicorns and bright colors. Get real, raw, dark, epic, and awesome. Raid Shadow Legends will take you to the world of dark fantasy and realism. And now you can play Raid both on mobile and on your desktop. The game is a cross-device, so you can play with the same user and switch between devices whenever you want and however you want. The graphics are amazing in the PC version, and the game is super fast as well. Raid has all the features you'd expect from a brand new RPG title, like an amazing storyline, awesome 3D graphics, giant boss fights, PvP battles, and hundreds of champions to collect and customize. But I never expected to get this level of performance out of a mobile game. Whoo! Looking good. Check out the amazing graphics and details on those champions. And in Raid, you have the ability to personally customize and choose the artifacts and design a unique mastery build for each one of them. And the best part, it is free to play. More than 15 million players worldwide have already downloaded the game. And it's free to play. We've said it before. Go and click on the link in the description and start playing. Click on this, you will not just enjoy one of the best mobile games of the moment, but you also will be supporting this podcast, the KFAF. So what are you waiting for? Download Raid via my links at patreon.me/kindoffunnyshowraid, which you will also find below in the description of this video, and get a special package with 100,000 silver, 2 clan boss keys, 10 times the mystery shards, and the amazing champion adjudicator. That sounds cool, Kev. What do you think about that? Adjudicator.
That's a great name.
This package will be available only for the next 30 days, so don't wait. Now, back to your show. Whoosh! Cool transition, right, Kevin? Whoosh!
think that's it.
Go for Annie, go for it, Nick, go for it. Connect with Anthony and Five, that's a different game. And we were singing the war boat.
Yep.
I have two more moves. I'm gonna sink you. Go for it, Andy.
Oh.
Go for it, Nick. Sink you boat. When I sink your war boat, you wanna sink the boat. And it'll explode. I have two more moves. This game will be done in 2 weeks. I have two more moves. This game will be done in 2 weeks. You don't have a shot. You're fucking done.
Okay, okay. Thanks for...
I whooped your ass,
thanks
dude.
For clamming.
I whooped your ass,
destroy
dude.
Me on that one.
I whooped
that's,
your ass.
That's nice of you to say.
All right, let's get these next moves again.
Where are we at?
I forgot kind of where I was, honestly. My microphone cord keeps getting caught. Oh, my God.
All right.
So many cables.
Now...
Too many cables.
That looks great.
So. I you hit have, C6 last week.
You hit C6, we think. I can't remember. Probably, maybe not.
That sounds right, but it could be wrong.
It sounds right. And all you have left is a two-piecer.
Maybe.
Two-piece chicken nugget.
Maybe.
Oh, actually, he got extra boats. He didn't want us to tell
it's
you.
It's possible that I have an extra
no.
boat.
No,
okay.
you don't.
You're right.
You gave up. Yeah, on
good try, Kev. Good try.
No, don't worry.
We tried. We tried hard.
Yeah, so I hit the 5-piece, I hit the 4-piece, the 2-3-piece.
Let's call a spade here. Okay. You got 3 shots left at getting this, as far as I can tell. You either got C5, C7, or C8.
No, that doesn't make sense.
No? Okay.
C8 doesn't make sense.
No? C8 doesn't make sense?
It's D7.
Okay.
No, D6, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. C5 or C7.
Can you point with C8. Your finger? Can you point with your fingers?
Or C8.
You talking to me, Kev?
Nah, that's good. Never mind.
So, it's all about vertical or horizontal.
V or H? What kind of a person am I? Am I a man that stands up or lays down sideways?
You lay down for sure.
Do I like to be a layer downer or a stander upper?
You like to lay down for sure.
Do I love my height? Oh, do I hate my height?
All right, I'm going to go for... I am going to go for... So I have a 2-piecer left.
I mean, sure, if that's what you think.
D...
Mm-hmm.
6. D6.
You're sure about D6?
No. I hate this.
It's so easy to get in his head, ladies and gentlemen. Easy.
Ah, okay. Oh shit.
What's it gonna be? What's
out?
It gonna be?
I knocked some pieces out. Sorry.
What's it gonna be? Part of me wants the pain to end. Part of me just enjoys the struggle.
Because
you're clearly struggling with
that. I'm gonna go for C5.
C5.
Final answer.
C5. Final answer.
Final answer. C5, final answer.
Ready?
No.
And one hand is a hit, and one hand is a miss.
What?
Pick which one you think it is.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter, they're both misses.
Oh, fuck!
Doesn't matter.
Damn it. I'm sorry,
miss.
Wow.
C5 is a miss. That's a big old miss right there, bro.
God damn it.
That's a big old miss.
Okay, well,
I have.
I've got 2 weeks.
How is it possible that I have not found your other boat?
That's a good point. That's a good question, Nick.
Oh, it could be anywhere. There's like 5 places it could be. I'm missing the... What am I missing? The other 3 boat, right?
You're a terrible sleuth.
I'm missing the other 3 boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking lie to me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what I'm missing.
You're missing...
Did I sink your 2 boat already?
Yes.
Okay. So but I'm missing a 3.
You could tell, though, right? Or,
well, no, I can't because there's 2 3 boats and 1 2 boat.
Well, maybe
so
you
I
didn't
sink
the 2 boat. I don't know.
No, I think I did. Mm. I mean, it doesn't matter at this point. I'll take a stab in the dark looking at this. I'm going to go D7.
Pick a hand.
Oh, fucker.
Fuck, you hit it, dude.
Did
you
I?
Hit, yeah, you got a hit.
Shut up.
Fuck.
Yay. Oh,
shit.
Oh,
man.
No, Andy.
No way.
Oh, no, Andy.
Oh, my God. We were literally talking about it. There's no way he could actually figure out where it is.
I fucking should have got stuck with D6, man. God damn it.
That might not have been it, Andy, though. That might not have been it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, we don't know.
God, you're such
I can tell you for $5.
Such a piece of shit.
Oh. All right, everyone. Last week, of course, we issued the challenge. Thanks over to Michael, a.k.a. Eat My Balls, over on patreon.com/kindoffunny. He said, hey, everyone, it's 2020. Lots of great movies coming out. How about for this week's Photoshop challenge, we do 2020 movie posters. I freaking love that. And based off the fact that we've got 10 here, hopefully we got some pretty.
Dude, it was another, like last week, everybody who submitted, like, congrats.
Came
like,
hard.
That was fucking awesome.
Came hard.
You got in my head again, you piece of shit.
Kylo Ren got in your head. It's a force. Kylo Ren. The force.
That's
okay.
As high as your pants were when you dressed up as Marcus from Bad Boys.
Ah, well, he wore the pants really high for some reason.
Yeah, it was really weird.
All right, let's start off with, number one, Mystery Ass Man 300 giving us number one. What's this look like? The Ace's Man.
What
oh, I
is
see,
this?
The Kingsman.
The Kingsman. The Kingsman. Got it, got it, got it.
This
got
is
it,
the first Kingsman.
Barbara making her first appearance.
Oh.
Who was in the bottom left? Is that Tim?
Left is Tim.
Oh my god.
Tim Barbara.
Tim looks like a fucking Dwarf from The Hobbit.
That's how Tim looks.
He looks like Thorin.
Number two comes from Noah Alzair. Let's look. That's
great.
Amazing.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Yeah, but the it's also kind of gross, like the milk is turning red.
Oh, it's gross. It's bloody
it's
milk.
It's gross.
How'd we get that?
But the
milk?
Font looks phenomenal. Milk Widow. Great job.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
That's really good. All right. Ben.
Here we go.
Please be excited. Number three.
Here we go.
What's he got? What did he fucking do this
see
week?
See what he's bringing to the court today.
Okay, bring up number three.
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, old and little.
You motherfucker.
It's a dude.
Again, the app already proved I'm 20 years old.
When nature calls, he'll need to turn up his hearing.
Okay.
It's you, too little, it's old and little.
You pieces of shit. You pieces. I hate how much you love this. Can you just beat me in War Mode already? Good job, Ben. That's a good,
a good one.
One.
All that's
right.
A good
one. Let's see. Robin GL gave us number four. Let's see.
Hey! Oh, it's like the Ryan Reynolds movie. My favorite Deadpool character.
Oh, you said, what is it again?
Let me hear again.
I forgot already.
All right, it's done.
I forgot.
I don't know. Wait, which one is this from?
This is a
new guy.
New guy, yeah. Where he's in a video game.
Yeah. I don't know. This
but
one.
Middle guy. They called me middle guy when I was on E3.
Yeah, the middle guy. That's right. That's an old.
We all wanted Greg. We got a guy.
That's funny.
That's really funny.
All right, queuing up number five right now is coming from Rob Salt. Let's look at it.
God, wait, hold on, real quick. Let's just pause and look how good I would look with how like those veiny hands and arms. Like Ryan Reynolds' hands and arms are so vascular.
It's gross.
So veiny. All right.
Number five. Oh
my
yeah.
God. So good.
That's great.
This is insanely
That's
good.
That's fucking cool. I like this a lot.
This is really
Andy's
good.
Andy's the best. Andy's looks like he just started the orgasm.
This is really
good.
And it's
going to be one of those slow ones that builds.
That's how I look,
it
yeah.
It almost looks a little like it hurts.
Yeah. A little bit of pain.
Greg is psychotic. Look at how crazy Greg looks.
But yours looks great. Like the angle that you're coming at it from. That's fantastic.
That's really cool. I like this
Great job. Who was that?
That was little hands, too.
Where's, that's not little hands.
That's a little hand.
They're just normal hands.
No, it's like a little kid hand.
Perfectly normal.
They're just a hand. It's a hand.
It's not Fran's hands.
Average hand.
All right, Rob Salt. Thank you.
Rob Salt was number five. Number six comes from Jesse Juicebox Smith. You motherfuckers. You motherfuckers.
Oh, look, I'm the dog.
Are you? Oh, you are the dog.
It says Andy.
You're my steadfast friend. Yeah. But I bet that dog lets me pet him, unlike you.
Well.
What is this movie?
It's The Call of the Wild. It's like a Disney Plus movie that just came out.
It's the
one with Hobgoblin from Spider-Man 1.
Oh, with Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, number seven coming up comes from Steven Souza. Let's look at that bad boy.
Oh, God.
No. Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Look at Kevin.
Look at Andy.
Kevin's is the best. This is awesome. Wow. Greg, for whatever reason, this just makes sense.
Porty looks insanely good on that hyena body.
Porty looks great.
Like, the angle and everything is perfect.
Holy shit.
Look at you in the back.
This was Steven Souza. This was number seven. This is great, man.
I love Nick. That's fucking great.
Yeah. Just jumping up in the back, shooting shit.
Me and there.
This is my winner
like,
for the
really
week.
Grow out my
well,
hair.
Are you what actor are you? You're the girl with a Puerto Rican accent, right? What's her name?
I don't know any of the characters from that other than Harley.
It's that one. The one act. She was in a White Man Can't Jump.
Oh, Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez, yeah. I think Barrett's Rosie Perez. I don't know who I am, but I look great with that body.
You do look great with that body.
That cool hair, too.
It'd be real hard not
God,
to look
Kevin, though. Kevin looks like he's fucking in the Zac Brown band or something.
Kevin looks like if Kevin developed a bad weed habit, it just was like, would never stop talking about
that,
it. That's what it looks like.
Looks like me with short shorts on, right?
It does, yeah.
Kind of getting
it
done.
But the bandana really adds a lot, and it looks like you're part of, who's that group of redneck dudes that just are called the Duck Hunters?
The Grateful Dead.
The Duck Hunters. What's that? That one show? The Super Rich?
Oh, Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty.
Yeah,
guy.
You do look like Duck Dynasty.
You look like Duck Dynasty guy, yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, rounding out the last three. Number 8 comes from Philip J. Woodward.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
This is great.
That's pretty amazing.
Blessed boys.
I don't like how everyone likes Blessing more than me. He's
yeah, they do, yeah.
They didn't just take respect long, him more than me. I guess he does a real
it
show.
It happened quick, too.
Did not take very long, yeah.
It happened so fast.
Xavier Woods and Blessing. What else do we got here? We got Makuga on the license plate.
Oh, that's amazing. Fantastic. Last two, number 9, comes from CK. That is amazing.
Man, we look good.
This is great.
Wow. And you would look really good with black hair.
First off, I don't like
that. Right, because I have brown hair, right?
One of them is old as hell, and the other is looking for a way back to Austin.
Kevin, second, I got you there.
I don't like that. He did. I fucked that up. That
I got
bad.
Kevin.
What did you say?
He was like, you would look good with black hair. And I was like, right? Because I have brown hair. It would look cool if my hair was black.
It's because your hair is black, Nick, yeah. In this picture. It's
we got
different.
The little warboat graffiti. We got the milk mommy in the kind of funny smiley, which is very
this
shocking.
Is really well done.
Cool V up top.
It's not going to win, though, because, of course.
Oh, my God. But hold on a second. Do you see this sticker?
Yeah, the milk mob.
It's hideous. It's absolutely fantastic. Hideous.
So good.
What does it say on top for a good time?
Time call between 3 and 5.
I love it.
This is great.
Fantastic.
I want to give this. I want to make this a winner, CK. I do. But you made one fatal mistake. If anyone in this office is Keanu Reeves. I mean, it's this guy, right?
Oh. It's me.
It's this guy.
Oh. No, you're
you're definitely the Alex Winters of our.
You're the blonde dude
generation.
That nobody knows the name of.
Yeah. A lot of people think I'm Keanu Reeves.
You're making that up. There's no way that's his real name.
Remember when that person photoshopped you into the Keanu Reeves that's Cyberpunk true. Reveal? I didn't see a difference.
Cyberpunk came out with a new toy recently that is Keanu Reeves' character. I got tagged in that tweet at least 10 times. They're like, "Oh, is this Andy? Is this Andy?" Because everybody looked think as a Keanu Reeves.
Let me just have what's a up? Moment, okay?
Go ahead.
The ex-presidents are surfers. I mean, think about that. Did it feel like Keanu Reeves was just in the room? Audio listeners, did you think that Keanu Reeves was here?
Are we doing another impression off? Right
yeah, now? You want to try to do Keanu?
Okay. I need guns. Lots of guns.
All right, he gets it.
He's pretty good. That's pretty good.
God damn it. I know what I'm beat. rounding out the top 10 of this week's Photoshop Challenge is Brewster Teeth.
Brewster Teeth, maybe?
No.
Oh, actually, you know. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, this wins. Because it's... It's just...
It's so perfect.
Absolutely perfectly terrifying.
Like, how...
This is...
What was going through his mind when...
Greg?
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows?
Never know.
Who knows? Wasn't this what he dressed up at Rooster Teeth and then they, yeah. And they carried him out screaming Martha?
Yeah. The Martha. Crowd was chanting Martha.
The crowd was chanting Martha.
Yeah.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. All right, let's quickly go back through this. Let's look at 10. That's great. Let's look at number 9 real quick.
I'd say 9 is definitely a winner.
Yeah,
9 is a winner. Yeah. I'll have to give him that. What about 8? It's good.
I like 8 a lot. It's a fantastic Photoshop job.
Yeah.
And I think it deserves to be on the wall.
This is a winner.
Oh, God. It's number 7 Seven's is my overall winner.
Yeah, that's the overall winner right there.
Because Kevin fuck looks you. So great.
Let's okay. go to 5.
But great Photoshop job, though.
That's a good one, too. That's so a winner.
Good. The New Mutants one's fantastic.
I'm going to pass on this one. Good, though. Fuck you.
This
fuck
is
you,
really
Ben.
Well done.
So good. Shout out to Ben.
How do they do the gray beard? I fucking hate you. People.
It's the that Snapchat app where it makes
God.
You younger or old.
Thank God, because it gave
you.
Us this.
That's good, yeah. Don't you? That I love this one. What do you?
I don't think
say
it's
you?
A winner. I don't think it's a winner.
All right,
I think it's really good though.
I think
it's creative.
And number 1, this is good too. It's creative, not the winner. I will say.
God, I hate the way Tim looks.
Go back to 5.
I think this one should be a winner too.
It's too offensive. I like 5. I like 5.
If it
I like
offends me, it won't win.
7.
Good.
I like
what
7.
What about 6?
No, it's again too offensive. 5, 7, Let's see, 9 and 10, I think.
So, like, when they offend you, they can't win?
Or? Yeah, correct. Oh, correct. Okay. You guys know how that goes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Remember, if you want to submit ideas for future Photoshop challenges, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Back us at the bronze tier or above, and you get to do that. You get to also submit some ideas for Ask Andy Anything. Just like Sean Matskus did, he said, hey, it's the Super Bowl next week.
Wait,
how about
wait, wait, we sorry. Do... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Hey, it's the Super Bowl next week. How about we do Super Bowl Sunday for next week's Photoshop thing?
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl! Now again, this could be anything. Could be Super Bowl commercials. Could be anything related to the Super Bowl. Surprise me, wow me, blow me away. Don't be Ben. Don't be, please be excited.
Bam, 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 bam.
We are getting a little bit long in the tooth right now, but we'll ask one Ask Andy Anything question. Why not?
Ask Andy Anything.
Chance went over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and backed us at the $5 tier and said, hey, Andy, would you rather stay in a haunted Taco Bell all night or a haunted Dollar General?
Oh, wow. Wow, wow,
he
wow.
He used his $5 to ask that question.
Thank you, Chance, for that $5. And thank you for being a lovely patron on patreon.com/kindoffunny. I will say that I would easily go for Dollar General. It's not even a question. And here's why. I would have to cook the food at Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. And there's no way in hell I know how to work those fryers. You just throw meat in there, warm
it
up.
Put it in
Andy,
hot water.
They What's don't up, Kat? Sell microwaves at the dollar store, and you need a microwave to heat up all the food.
But here's the problem. Maybe I just snack on all the shit. There's going to be a lot of Flamin' Hot Fries, going to be a lot of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, going to be a lot of, like, Sour Punch and Sour Patch Kids and Skittles and Starburst and Powerades and Red Bulls and Monsters!
But what if you befriend the haunt, like the ghosts that are haunting the place at Taco Bell, and then they can cook it for you?
The legend of old,
the ghost of Taco Bell employees. Yes,
the ghost of Mr. Bell.
Here's why I would take Taco Bell, because I've always wanted to just get a big fucking bowl of the taco meat and just eat that. And I feel like if I'm doing that in front of people, they judge me.
But if only, what about the ghost is going to judge
they
you?
They can't
too?
Say shit. I'll fucking kill that motherfucker. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been Cam AM this week. Remember, go over to Patreon. Subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. If you like what we did here today, go back and check out some of the past episodes. Last week's episode with the birthday surprise was actually especially good, as was our predictive text episode for New Year's resolutions. Until next week, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
You've just been AF'd.